I'll just conclude with words I share often from a friend and author, Yuval Levin, who was asked if he was optimistic about our country. And he said, "I'm not optimistic." He said, "I hate optimism." God, that sounds bad. But he said, "Optimism is a vice. It's this idea that good things are just going to happen." And he said, "In the history of the world, good things have never just happened." He said, "I'm not optimistic, but I am hopeful. And hope is the virtue that sits between the vices of optimism and pessimism. Hope is the idea that good things are going to happen because we can make them so."
I love that insight. This is Spencer Cox during his Friday press conference. It took place right after we got done with the show. It was right around 9 o'clock. I was listening to it in my car as I was going to the grocery store, and then I was listening to it on the app in my earbuds as I was shopping. I was, you know, first of all, sitting in my car listening, and then because it was captivating. Spencer Cox's comments at the end of the press conference were fantastic. You know, we can't solve our problems if we don't talk to each other. Words are not violence, and we haven't used bonfires and riots, and that's right. Okay? More on what we are doing now that concerns me, though. But yeah, the optimism, the notion that everything's just going to kind of get better on its own. No, we have work to do, lots of work to do. I think we might disagree. You and I might disagree about what the nature of that work is, but that's why we have this conversation. 437-1620, his final thoughts here.
"I still believe in our country. And I know Charlie Kirk believed in our country. I still believe that there is more good among us than evil. And I still believe that we can change the course of history. I'm hopeful because Americans can make it so."
We can, if we use the freedoms we have the right way.
If you look at true political assassinations in this country of someone of this stature, this feels a lot like the late 60s. And having one so gruesomely displayed on camera in all of our hands and in all of our pockets, we are not wired as human beings biologically, historically. We have not evolved in a way that we are capable of processing those types of violent imagery. And by the way, we've seen another one with a gruesome stabbing very recently that went viral. This is not good for us. It is not good to consume. Social media is a cancer on our society right now. And I would encourage people to log off, turn off, touch grass, hug a family member, go out and do good in your community.
Touch grass. I love that expression. Get outside, do something with people, and, you know, not on social media. Social media is a cancer. It is. It really is. You're going to have to really work hard to persuade me that even Americans, that every American should own a TV station and a newspaper and a radio show. I just don't think everybody should. Call me an elitist or an aristocrat. That's fine. I'll take the compliment. I just don't think that everybody does a good job. They lie. They misrepresent. They do poor journalism really loudly. And then other people who are also not good at any of these things share those things. And it's the worst form of the gossip manufacturing facility, right? It's just terrible. And it more on this in a moment. But social media as exists today is what you get when nobody's exercising the virtue of restraint. I'll clarify in a moment. Let me get Spencer Cox's final comment here.
That is happening, and it's happening organically right now. I had a friend in a small city in Utah who said, we're getting together. The Republicans and Democrats in my little town are getting together to have a discussion tonight, last night, just to find a way to find their better angels.
Good. Yes, talk to people. You know, have them over for dinner, have them over for coffee, meet them somewhere, just talk to people. Why do I always have people on the rap who are not just Republicans and conservatives? Talk to people. By the way, the people that I hang out with the most are people who are committed to the idea of just talking to people. No matter what we believe, the people who I don't put on the radio are the people who don't really believe in that. The strident extremists. Not that I want to suppress their views, I just don't want to promote those views because I think we ought to all be fellow citizens, neighbors, you know, talking to each other, listening to each other, thinking about being humble about how we might be wrong, humble in our persuasion even, how, you know, it's not really fair to expect somebody else to change when you're not willing to change? To expect somebody else to be willing to jettison their false beliefs if you're not willing to, you know, adamantly investigate your own beliefs and see if they might not be wrong? 437-1620, more on this in just a moment. If you are thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. And the thing that I think sets them apart is just they approach business in the way that we want to do business with you for the next 25, 30, 40 years. We want to sell you your first car and your last car and every car in between. See, if you're just selling somebody one car, it's in philosophy we call this the, you know, how many iterations of the event, okay? And if you only have one iteration of the event, if you only have one time, well, you know, take advantage of somebody. Why not? They're not never coming back. But if you expect to see them five or six times, well, you better treat them well. They expect to see you five or six times, so they treat you well. Because they want you to feel like, I can come back there and I'll be treated well. They're not just trying to get one over on me and sell me this one car. They're trying to sell you all the cars you're ever going to buy. So they sell good quality cars that they then warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles. And they'll follow up with you afterwards to make sure you're happy with it after the sale. It's an amazing business model. It's just the way things ought to be done. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses. Corner of Lillian Highway in Fairfield Drive. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Beulah Road and Meadow Field Circle. We're seeing some backups if you are going southbound on Beulah Road, so just be aware of that. I-10, just a minor slowdown on eastbound. Let's see here, right around the Highway 29 exit. It's there, but it's not that big of a deal. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Freedom of expression is currently threatened. It's threatened by people on, well, I'll say it's threatened by the man who murdered Charlie Kirk. Okay, violence against speech threatens speech for everybody. It's also threatened by the people who think violence is appropriate and celebrated and seem to be okay with using violence against people that speak. It's also threatened by the people who think that we ought to punish the people who say the things on the left that we don't like. You know, we talked about this a lot last hour, but you've got, and there's a lot of details here, but the short version is that as far as I can tell, it's on the official Texas Roadhouse Facebook page for Milton. The wife of the franchise manager or owner said some vile things about Charlie Kirk and people on social media. People circulated it and complained, and now he's lost his franchise or something. We don't know whether he left voluntarily, whether he was forced out, whatever. But they've announced that it's no longer under the same management. So the wife of the owner said awful things on Facebook, and the mob tried to close down the shop and got him forced out for it. So you're stifling speech. Oh, I understand. You want to take action. You want to punish horrible speech. You want to bring what you call accountability. Of course, the left calls it accountability too, when you want to censor and punish. And it's not violence, but it is harm. You know, violence is a very particular kind of harm, right? It's physically hurting other people. Well, economic harm is harm too. Boycotts are a kind of protest or the infliction of damage. And if you're boycotting people because of what they say, it's the same mindset. It is the same mindset. Not the same thing, but the same mindset of people who believe that you should use violence to stop them for saying what they don't like. The idea of suppressing what we dislike is all born of the same root. My view should be everybody's view, and we'll use whatever tools are available to us to make sure that other people do what I think is right. The First Amendment view, the freedom view, I dare say the Christian view, is the idea that if other people disagree, well, I'll persuade them. I'll pray for them. I will forgive them. Not a lot of forgiveness and grace in the people who have celebrated shutting down the Milton, you know, or getting the person removed from their leadership role, whatever. Not a lot of grace and forgiveness. People who I think would mostly call themselves Christians. Think about whether it's vengeance is mine, saith the resident, or vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, you know? And again, it's the husband, not the person. But even so, when people say dumb things, why is your impulse to shut them up? Why is your impulse to punish them? The First Amendment, which protects your God-given right to expression, is there to encourage people to talk, persuade, reason. Don't just throw barbs and flames and insults. And, you know, there's another virtue, which I've been talking about a lot today. I wrote a very long piece on Facebook, 1,800 words. I know it's long. I know it's a lot to read. Talking about the Bible and these different things. But there's another view that I don't hear enough of. And it's one thing to say people should have their rights. And that's true. But we should also tell people to simmer down. Restrain yourself. Say less than you can. People on the left need to simmer down. People on the right need to simmer down. People on the left need to stop calling for a nuclear reaction to everything they dislike. People on the right need to stop calling for something else, a very strong reaction. Because if we keep misusing our freedom as we are currently misusing it by using it to the max all the time, it'll get taken away. That's how you get a real dictatorship. The problems that come from freedom become so bad because of everybody misusing their freedom that the clamor is to bring in a strong man and solve it for us. That is, if you read Plato, if you read Aristotle, if you read anything since, the historic decline in democracy is because people stop behaving virtuously. And when they stop behaving virtuously, they use their freedom poorly. That creates problems. They clamor for solutions. Solutions are restriction on freedom. Government intervention restricts your freedom. And eventually people say, ah, it's too much for us. I don't care. Bring me a dictator to fix it for me. Dictator from the left, dictator from the right, doesn't matter. You just want somebody to fix it for you at the expense of your freedom. So how do you prevent that? Not by stronger retaliation and teaching them a lesson and spanking them real good and all that stuff. Restraint, prayer, humility, compassion, kindness, grace, tolerance. Melandra, that's not much fun. Welcome to the world. You know, welcome to the world. You remember there's a story in the New Testament about the disciples want to call down fire and destroy some people who are preaching the wrong thing. And Jesus is like, simmer down. Stop it. You know, they want to attack when the Romans come and arrest him in the garden. And he says, put up your sword. And he reattaches the priest servant's ear. I mean, you know, there's a lot of restraint if you read your Bible. And by the way, I know it's not a religious show, but we have a lot of religious listeners, okay? One of the themes in the New Testament is that you have lots of freedom in Christ. Don't abuse it. Meat sacrificed to idols isn't actually contaminated because idols aren't real. But if it offends your weaker brother, don't eat meat sacrificed to idols in front of him because it offends him. Don't use your freedom fully. Timothy doesn't need to get circumcised. Mom's a Jew, dad's a Gentile, doesn't need to get circumcised. But Paul says, go ahead and get circumcised. Let's go persuade all these other Jews and let that be a stumbling block. Meanwhile, Titus, two Gentile parents, you've got some heretics in the congregation. And Paul says, no, definitely don't get circumcised to appease these heretics who think that you have to follow the law to be a Christian. He confronts Peter to his face about this. Like, which one is it? There's no one answer. Sometimes the way you protect freedom and your rights is sometimes by using them. Stand up for yourself. Speak your view. Say it. Even be obnoxious has value at times. Sometimes the way you protect your rights is by not using them. Use and disuse are both ways of preserving freedom. Because if everybody just uses their rights and their freedom as much as they're really entitled to, and of course, you have the right not to eat at the Milton, Texas Roadhouse, although I don't know why you'd avoid it now since they've gotten rid of the guy. But you have the right to threaten it. You sure do. But you shouldn't. Use of your economic power to hurt somebody on the basis of their speech is wrong. It's coercion. Stop coercing people for speech you don't like. Well, Andrew, it's their fault for saying it. Sure it is. They shouldn't have said it. Of course. They should have used... Yes! Why is your response to engage in the same thing? Why, you know, like, just stop. I have been dismayed on social media the last 4 or 5 days. It's a cesspool right now. On the left, on the right, almost everybody. I'll tell you, you know the most common comment that I make on social media? This is as long as it's been around, is nothing. The most prevalent thing I say about posts is nothing. You say, Andrew, it's awfully weird for you to say as a talk show host. Well, okay. True, I get 4 hours a day. I get a lot to say. But also, you know how much restraint I use doing this? John, can you?
Yes, I can verify that.
Restraint in how I say things, restraint in what I talk about, and always trying to be restrained and useful. If you're in a marriage, you can say whatever you want. It's your right. Or you can stay married. You know, be smarter. That's all I'm saying. Everybody, be smarter. Well, what if they won't? You may not be able to make everybody do what's right, but the more of us who do it, the better off everything will be. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Back to rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound, right around between 9 Mile and Highway 29, expect some delays, congestion, and construction zone in that area. Also, Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road and around 10 Mile Road area, expect some slowdowns there also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you have a home improvement project or repair or you build things for a living, or you can be anywhere on that scale. You know, I'm at like -5 on this scale, but you know, like wherever you are, Pensacola Hardware, they've got your stuff. They've got good quality stuff. They will make sure you know how to use it. They're there as a resource and they can help you do it. Or go to them with your problem and say, here's what I'm trying to fix. Andrew's always talking about you. In fact, you know what? This may sound like a weird way to say it, but if you've never been there, just go for fun. Like just treat it almost like a date if you want. It's a fun place to go. It's been there since, you know, 1851, okay? So it's kind of a cool place to visit. But go in there and just see for yourself. Look around. Look at the Yeti merch and the SEC merch and the gumbo pots and the drills and the safety equipment. And just kind of be, like, your eyes will bug out. There's so much stuff. Right, John? There's just so much stuff. It's amazing.
So much.
And if you need a project solved, then help. Ask them. They know how to do it. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for 174 years, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right. Get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest-growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50-acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's not if, but it's when. James chapter 1 reminds us that facing trials is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And because trials will come, it is wise for us to be ready to handle them when they do. Just like if you're in a situation where you must physically fight, if the fight is unexpected, you might get sucker punched. But if you have your back foot planted and your shoulders squared up, you're ready to defend yourself, therefore your chances of victory have increased greatly. James chapter 1 prepares Christians to spiritually fight through the trials and understand God's purpose in allowing that trial. I want to encourage you to read closely James 1, 2 through 12, and ask God for a fresh dose of His wisdom as you fight through the trials of life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Making it to work on time? No points. Holding the door? Still no points. Remembering trash day? You guessed it, no points. But with the Penn Air Rewards MasterCard, you can get 20,000 points and no balance transfer fees for opening a new card and doing your everyday shopping. Every swipe after, more points, more rewards, more reasons to swipe. Start earning today at pennair.org/creditcards. 20,000 bonus points awarded to new rewards cardholders after the qualifying spend in the first 90 days, insured by NCUA.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Brando's got what Ben's crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make Brando. Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brando?
Because Brando's got electrolytes.
Local news coming up next. Well, Andrew, what would you do with the Texas Roadhouse? I don't know. I don't really go out to eat a lot, but maybe I go and eat and I say to the manager, I say, hey, I disagree with what your wife said vehemently, but thank you for feeding the area. Be a surprise. Tip big. Be a shock. Be a Christian.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The evidence ties Tyler Robinson to the Charlie Kirk assassination.
I can report today that the DNA hits from the towel that was wrapped around the firearm and the DNA on the screwdriver are positively processed for the suspect in custody.
FBI Director Cash Patel earlier on Fox and Friends.
Officials here at the Utah County Jail tell us that Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin is being held in a separate unit and is under special watch to make sure he doesn't hurt himself or others ahead of his first court appearance tomorrow. And officials tell us we will learn a lot more about the investigation when charges are formally filed ahead of that court hearing.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, thousands paying tribute. Last night to the 31-year-old at the Kennedy Center in D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, 65 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Pensacola police say a man was pepper sprayed during a disturbance at the Charlie Kirk vigil last night at Graffiti Bridge. A crowd had gathered for a candlelight vigil, and around 6 p.m. a fight broke out. The fight started when a man reportedly attempted to vandalize the Charlie Kirk mural before the vigil. PPD says one person was pepper sprayed, by another person at that scene, and required medical attention. The person that sprayed the pepper spray had left the scene by the time PPD officers arrived. Pensacola police asking anybody with information on the incident to contact them. A suicide prevention event was held over the weekend in Pensacola. That was hosted by Michelle Gant, who lost her son to suicide. She said she just wants everybody to have a chance at life.
Asking for help is very courageous. I feel like that's the first step. And sometimes you don't know what you need, but just being able to ask someone where you're not this. I have my own lived experience with suicide as well. I was suicidal at the age of 15. So I understand the pain of suicide. I understand what it feels like to be hopeless and not have anyone and be around everybody but still feel empty. So I definitely understand. I can relate. And I'm here to help.
Gant is the founder of TRI, Trauma Release Invest. A walk for suicide awareness was held on Saturday. September is Suicide Prevention Month. She said she wants to increase her outreach and share mental health resources with those in need. Now, the Santa Rosa Island Authority asking folks to keep the skies clear at Pensacola Beach during upcoming Blue Angel Sunday beach buzzes. In a recent statement, they said that objects like kites and drones can pose significant hazards to pilots and beachgoers during flyovers, and they're asking people to keep the skies clear for the safety of both the pilots and the people on the ground during those events. Well, a wrong-way driver being blamed for a deadly 8-car crash in Brevard County. That happened on I-95 yesterday morning.
FHP says one driver was going the wrong direction when it hit another car, caused a chain reaction crash involving six vehicles. Three people died at the scene of the crash. Six other people were hurt. All of those six are expected to survive. Rick Scott says it's incredible to see Marco Rubio in Israel. Secretary of State Rubio arrived in Jerusalem yesterday. He's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Senator Scott writing on X that the visit reminds the world America stands firmly with Israel and is committed to getting all of the hostages returned. It is 7:34. Let's get a quick look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Tuesday, nice sunny skies, high near 89. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, high near 89. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got 67 and partly cloudy right now. Let's get a look at now at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident free right now, but not delay free. I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Expect about a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. Also, Highway 98 going westbound toward the Garcon Point Bridge. Expect about a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. U.S. and Chinese officials have concluded a first day of talks in Madrid on their strained trade ties, a looming divestiture deadline for Chinese short video app TikTok, amid Washington's demands that its allies place tariffs on imports from China over its purchases of Russian oil. Negotiations will resume today. Later today, the Empire State Manufacturing Index is due out. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect a reading of 4.5, which is sharply lower than the previous reading of 11.9. Data drops in about 10 minutes. The U.S. and U.K. are expected to sign a flurry of major new deals during President Trump's visit to Britain this week, seeking to kickstart a golden age of nuclear power. As part of the agreement, there are plans to build 12 advanced new modular reactors in northeast England. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 273, the NASDAQ up 98. That's Your Money Now.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Somebody wanted me to ask you, if at all, how tariffs have been affecting farming and your particular farming crops of, you know, corn, peanuts, and cotton.
You know, I think that we're used as leverage a lot of times in these negotiating tactics. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a lot of what the tariff deal is, that they're using our products and stuff like that to try to make things better for everybody. But I can tell you, in the farming industry right now, it is literally as hard as it's ever been. The prices we're paying for our inputs are the highest they've ever been. The prices that we're getting paid for our commodities are as low as they've ever been. And it's really a perfect storm for disaster. And, you know, farmers are just hoping that you kind of understand it's something that's needed and necessary for long-term success, but for short-term success, it's about to kill us.
Man, Ryan Jenkins, I talked to him on Friday. He is the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, and that last one really caught my attention. You know, the tariffs are killing us. A lot of businesses are suffering because of them. The farmers are always like on the margin of going out of business all the time, and this year has been pretty rough, and that's what he said. Joining us now, we have our congressman from District 1, Florida. We have Jimmy Petronas on the line. Jimmy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, I just wanted to, before we get to talking about open carry and Charlie Kirk and all of those things, which I think are very important, I did want to give you a moment to, and the NDAA, which, you know, you were part of passing. I wanted to give you a chance to maybe address Ryan's concerns about tariffs and sort of short-term, long-term, and, you know, farmers, frankly.
I think some of this is where the president's been trying to do somewhat of a true-up of how other countries around the world are basically expect so much from us, yet there's no reciprocation or vice versa. So, you know, I'll take India, for example. India, I mean, almost allows no U.S. goods to come into there, but there's so many U.S. dollars that go into India. So this is where the president has been trying to help offset some of the challenges that we've had in our global trade market by trying to enhance U.S. products' acceptance into other global markets. It's generated a lot of revenue for the country, but I know it's all part of a bigger picture negotiation. And there's going to be some challenges that go along with it. But, you know, every time that the president is successful, because this is also creating pain on other sides of the globe, then we get a correction. So I hear him. I know that the farming industry is not easy work. It's very hard work. It's very laborious work. But, you know, food security is also something that we also got to be sensitive to.
And, you know, one of the obviously the Charlie Kirk assassination has been just about the only news story in the last week. And, you know, it has spawned all kinds of implications. A graffiti bridge last night, there was a vigil. They had painted an image of him. Somebody came along and defaced it, which, you know, vandalism is the nature of graffiti bridge, but there's also a question of timing. You know, what's the smart time or the foolish time to use your right to paint on the bridge? We've got the story with the Texas Roadhouse in Milton where the owner's wife, or not owner, but the franchisee's wife said some very vile things. And, you know, the community rose up against the Roadhouse, and they've removed him, apparently, by all accounts. That, you know, the official Facebook page says he's out as, you know, the management team. And I've been telling people, look, we got to have tolerance. Tolerance of even vile, horrible things. We've got to use restraint. The left should use restraint. The right should use restraint. We all have to use restraint. But I wanted to give you, I know you're very passionate about all of this stuff too. And, you know, you were on the House floor when they went to the moment of silence. And then after that, and the Democrats were protesting, having an open, you know, a led prayer. But, you know, your thoughts, what are you thinking about with these things, Jimmy?
Well, I think with all these, take the Texas Roadhouse situation. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. If you want to be insensitive to the emotions of that time and you happen to be related to a business, then you know what? Daddy always said, you want to get somebody's attention, you get in their pocketbook. So this is exactly what happened, is you have an associate there, spouse was, you know, spouting something off. And then through social media and other ways you're conveying that message, you know, it's obvious that, you know, we don't want to do business there anymore. And there's a retaliation back towards the business and its leadership. So then, you know what? The business has to make a business decision. It's time to move that person on somewhere else or fire them, because it is creating a challenge for anybody else to make a living there. So, you know, I tell people, you know, your words, even though freedom of speech, that's great that we have it, sometimes your words have consequences. So, you know, sometimes the greatest thing that somebody ever told me a long time ago, we had a chef at my family's restaurant, and he told me, he says, Jimmy, he says, before you say something to somebody else that could be hateful or hurtful, say it to yourself first. If it bothers you, it's probably going to bother somebody else. You know, so this is what we're going to deal with as the raw emotions of the loss of Charlie Kirk, the violent loss of Charlie Kirk, are not going to be settled in the near future.
Yeah, no, and I agree with all of that. Then the question is that the appropriate use of my response? Because I agree, if you say dumb things, people will punish you for it. You should use restraint in the saying, and frankly, people should use more restraint in the punishing. I want to see us all become more tolerant of even obnoxious speech. You're right. Is it a bad business practice? Of course. Is it his fault that his wife, who, according to some, actually has some mental issues? We don't know, but that's the, you know, is it appropriate to punish this business because it's a convenient target for the fury you feel about what happened to Charlie Kirk? Well, Charlie Kirk stood for the expression of, you know, obnoxious ideas that people didn't like. And I don't know how we're honoring him by suppressing people and being obnoxious. At the same time, people should not be obnoxious. Well, you know, people should learn to restrain themselves too, right?
Well, and so managing people, any kind of business, if you've run in a business before, managing people can always be a challenge.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, should I have to go and tell my employees, hey, watch what you're saying, okay? But this is no different. When you're a server waiting on the table, that server is going to color within the lines to make sure that there's a good atmosphere at that restaurant. So at the end of the day, there's a satisfactory gratuity after the service is rendered. That server comes in, starts cussing. The customers are saying things irregular. You know, she's going to hurt his own ability to make a living. This is no different. You know, don't be a knucklehead. If you're going to go out there and say something dumb, just know that people may retaliate, and they retaliate different ways based on the emotions that are charged in the issue right now. So, you know, look, do I have sympathy for Roadhouse? No, not really. I mean, it sucks. You know, I mean, there's times that these things just fall apart. And you know what? Roadhouse, just like Cracker Barrel, just like these others, they'll rehabilitate. They'll get out there. They will earn the public's trust again. But we're humans. You know, we're susceptible to go off the rails from time to time.
We're talking to Jimmy Petronis, our congressman from District 1, Northwest Florida. Hang on for a second, Jimmy. We got traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's sure. Right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Highway 29 through that construction zone, expect about a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area. Also, Highway 90 southbound coming into Pensacola is experiencing about a 10 minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Jimmy Petronis, our congressman. Congressman, obviously you are well aware that the open carry ruling that the First District Court of Appeals said that at least in Northwest Florida, and based on James Uthmeyer, the attorney general, declining to appeal this case, it seems to me that it would be the entire state of Florida, we now have open carry. Interesting development, since this has been debated for years and years, and then all of a sudden, you know, well, the Bruin ruling in the Supreme Court requires us to have it. Sort of related to what you were just saying a moment ago, my advice to people as an advocate of open carry, I've lived in Oregon, I've lived in Arizona, it's no big deal, you get used to it, is I said, okay, you're allowed, but maybe be cautious, be wise, because you might get tackled, you might get the cops called, you might, you know, you might get shot for open carrying. Just be aware that people are dumb, right?
Right. Well, and look, I appreciate how proactive all of our sheriffs have been around the state, putting out either a post on social media, press releases, you name it. Because, I mean, they know that they're going to get an uptick in phone calls about people carrying a gun in the Walmart on their hip.
Yep.
So, again, I think it's smart. You know, if you have not visited, you know, your local social media page for your sheriff, you should. There'll be a statement out there kind of giving you some parameters of what to look for and what the law actually means. And you know what? Just know that it's a new day in Florida.
Yeah.
And you might see somebody carrying a gun, and you don't need to be startled. But if you're going to be carrying a gun, please just understand what the limits of the law are.
And if somebody asks you to leave their store, that's their right too. You know, I mean, that's just, this is all a part of it. It's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for us. And, you know, sometimes that takes, a little bit of time. I did want to ask you.
You're going to have signs. You have signs in front of storefronts. They're going to say, you know what, no open carries allowed. And this, you know, and the beauty of it, you know, then just conceal carry, put it in your pocket.
Right, right. And especially since that's, permitless these days, anybody can do that as well. And I think there's going to be an adjustment period where people are going to, maybe, oh, this business is not allowing me to open carry. I'm not going to go there. I assume there's going to be, boycott threats and all of that kind of stuff too. And, it'll all settle out in the end. Last thing I wanted to ask you about.
And the upside,
go ahead.
If you do get your permit still, the good thing about it is if you still go get your concealed permit, that will get you reciprocity in other states.
Yep.
So it's still, getting the permit is kind of a little bit of a safety catch, because if you do like to travel, state of Florida has a lot of reciprocity in other states.
And you can buy without a background check because you've already had it done, basically.
That's 100%.
Yeah, that's a very efficient thing. Last thing I wanted to ask you about is the NDAA. Passed, and now what? But what's in there that you want people in Pensacola to know about?
Yeah, so $900 billion in this particular package to support our military infrastructure growth. But we also cleaned up. There was a lot of woke language that went in through the Biden administration. Well, these things were passing because we had a Democrat in the White House, or at least a Democratic auto pen. the one provision that I put, and I think it was a pretty spirited debate on the floor we had, but we had a provision in federal law saying that all non-tactical vehicles had to be an EV or hybrid. And I thought that was ridiculous. I've seen firsthand, especially along our installations along coastal areas, if you have any type of saltwater flooding and you've got EVs as the backbone of your transportation for services provided on that installation, these things then turn into time bombs. And you just can't afford to have that type of irregularity and unpredictability when it comes time to service in our nation's finest. So we struck that out. That language is gone out of the bill. And we're saying, you know what, you don't have to buy those by the letter of the law anymore. We hope people just buy a nice gas engine when it comes to working and taking care of our servicemen.
One of the things I continue to see across news services is movement by the Department of Defense or the Department of War towards autonomous, not so much autonomous systems, but remotely operated system, drone systems, whether it's in the air, whether it's, ships under the water. We're talking now about using drones to deliver anti-tank weapons for the Army, just across the board application of this sort of unmanned systems approach. Of course, here in, Pensacola and Milton, we think a lot about manned systems because this is where we begin the pilot training and a lot of the developmental training for pilots and many, 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 many other things, wrench turners and all of that. What do you see for the future here? Do you see a world in which we continue to have manned systems, ships and airplanes, and also autonomous and or remote operated? Or, I mean, what's your picture of where this is all going?
Yeah, you're going to have all the above. If you can just simply look at what's happened over in the Russia-Ukraine war, how drones, and we saw some of it very visibly, how drones went in as almost suicide bombers and took out that fleet of bombers there in Russia. So you're going to see more and more of a drone threat that's going to exist. This is where we have seen innovation develop out of Eglin, of how, you know, you can't go. We're in an environment where a $5,000 drone could be getting shot down by a $250,000 missile. That economy is not going to work. So where the Air Force is pivoting and trying to be more proactive in what they're going to do to take out these drone threats, but also do it where we are doing it in a common sense way, because these things, unfortunately, they're fantastic technology. I do get worried about how far they're going to go, because I feel like the sky's the limit. But
yeah, same.
But you know, here's a crazy thing: DJI drones, the Chinese-owned drone manufacturer, they used to put a restriction on theirs that said, "Okay, you're going in a restricted zone. We're not going to go any further." They turned all that stuff off. So I mean, these guys are not our friends. They create fantastic technology, but I think they feel like their days are numbered in the United States. And they probably are. They probably should be, because we are literally allowing these guys to have open surveillance over the United States. And, you know, we've got a technology that's not our friend.
Yeah. Our congressman from Northwest Florida, District 1, Jimmy Patronis, as always. Jimmy, thank you so much for the time this morning. I know you're in a busy schedule, especially, you know, being out of state right now and traveling to another out of state. So I always appreciate you taking some time for us on Monday morning, talking to your constituents and, you know, answer my questions. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Always enjoy it. Take care.
You bet. 755 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 still seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. Also, Highway 90 southbound coming into Pensacola, you're going to see maybe a 10 to 12 minute delay in that area just due to congestion. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So in 1969, Robert Peden was hot living in Panama City, and he decided, I don't want to be hot anymore in Panama City, and instead of moving, I'll just cool the air. I'll make air conditioning. And then he started doing it for his friends and for family and for money, and he built a business that eventually grew into the Peden that we know today. And they not just, you know, air conditioning, but heating and electrical and plumbing and all across the panhandle, everywhere from Tallahassee all the way west to, you know, last couple of years have expanded even into Alabama, into Baldwin County, and into Mobile. And so they will take care of all of that stuff, plumbing, air conditioning, heating, electrical, everything that is going on inside your house in those complex systems. 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work, high quality products, trained installers. They know what they're doing and they stand by it afterwards. And right now during storm season, you can get power and savings, $1,500 off until the end of hurricane season on a dependable and powerful Briggs & Stratton standby generator. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as InWeekly's Best of the Coast, Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Josh Strickland Band, with classic rock, blues, southern rock, and more. Bring some food, bring some beverages, and enjoy a great sunset as the fall season begins at Bands on the Beach. No pets, no glass.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There is a building. Inside this building, there is a level where no elevator can go and no stair can reach.
Good Good morning, 7:58, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The stars were out last night for the Emmy Awards. The Pitt is this year's Emmy winner for Outstanding Drama Series. Noah Wyle took home his first Emmy for Lead Actor in a Drama for his role as the show's Dr. Michael Rabinovich. Britt Lauer won for Best Lead Actress in a Drama for her role as Helly in Severance. The deadline for the TikTok sale is this week. The video sharing app.
I'll buy it. China, I got 10 bucks.
China-based company.
20?
Has until Wednesday. Yeah, 20 bucks.
All right.
Good.
John, will you pitch in 20? You want to buy a TikTok with me?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. It's good. It'll be
just pay me.
Merck and Control. Yeah, yeah. We'll be right here. Take care of it. Coming up next, we'll talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson. I'm sure we'll talk quite a bit about open carry, his guidance, what he's doing in Santa Rosa County, what you should do, what's smart, what's not smart, what's legal, what's illegal. We'll get all those questions answered direct from the sheriff's mouth. Coming up next.